5, Kabowski with 2, and Jeff Wright with 1 tackle. Tackles for a loss, though, Shepard had 1 for 1 yard, block for another yard out of 1 tackle, and then Palis with 1 for 5 yards. Tipped pass went to Jeff Wright. Now on to the USA Patriot offense. Very impressive numbers here as well. 415 yards in rushing off of 55 plays, 7 plays in passing for 37 yards, 3 plays in special teams for 16, for a total of 452 yards in offense. Include the special teams, leads you up to 468, but they did have 6 penalties for 50 yards, Dave.
That was about the only flaw they had on the day. No turnovers, a couple bad penalties. But Harper and Gangler carried the load. They were unstoppable today. Lindbergh looks like he was 3 for 7 in the air. Nothing spectacular there, but the 3 completions always had Ubley, considering the fact that they could throw it at any time just to catch him on their heels, and that, again, helped open up the run game tremendously.
And some run game impressive numbers here. Seth Gangler, number 27, with 25 carries for 187 yards. Including 3 touchdowns, 16, 3, and 65 yards. Brennan Harper leading all rushers with 26 carries for 216 yards with 1 touchdown at 7 yards. 3 touchdowns. A 59-yard, a 1-yard, and another yard run. So 3 touchdowns for Harper as well. Miller-wise, 3 carries for 9 yards, and Lindenberg, 1 carry for negative 2. And Mielke, 3 carries for 5 yards. Like Dave said, Lindenberg was 3 for 7 for 37 yards. Nitz brought in that 25-yard reception. He was 1 for 3 in passing there. Mielke, 1 for 1 for 9 yards. Harper, 1 for 1 for 3 yards. The Nordstrom and Ewald each had an incomplete pass. Special teams, Mielke with 10 yards and Miller-Wise with 6. And penalties did start to rack up with about, like we said, 50 yards in penalties for USA. As far as USA defense goes, 38 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss for 4 yards, 2 interceptions for 2 yards brought back on that, and then 2 penalties on defense for 14 yards and penalty yards. Mielke with 6 tackles, Gangler with 3 tackles, Brandon Harper with 2 tackles, Behringer with 2 tackles, Shook with 1, Ballard with 1, Nitz with 1, Nordstrom with 2, Ewald with 3, Austin Harper with 7, Miller-Wise with 6, Fritz with 2, and Streeter with 2. Very balanced tackling efforts by USA. That's always impressive to see. Ballard, Harper, and Nitz had all those tackles for loss for the 3 tackles for a total of 4 yards lost. Interception, Ewald had 2 interceptions. And he's basically stopped at both spots with no return on the one and then 2 yards on the other. And penalties, of course, 2 penalties for 14 yards. Very impressive numbers on both sides of the ball. USA's defense, though, really impressive as far as a wide variety of tacklers, and really didn't make that big play really hurt him ever.
No, Derek Brown got loose once or twice on him. Outside of that, they really kept Kurt Kabotsky to almost nothing. I know we were talking in the pregame. Kurt Kabotsky was going to be the running back to watch. For Ubley fans out there, keep an eye on Derek Brown. That young man run very well today. The only thing USA had to worry about, like I said, were way too many penalties. But unfortunately for Ubley, those did not affect the way the game ended up going. But I know if I was USA, that would be the only thing I'm worried about moving forward is penalties.
So next week, WLW Sports takes us to Laker Nation as the Cassidy Redhawks travel to Elkton Pigeon Bayport to take on the Lakers in week number 2. The only final we have is Harbor Beach Big over Bad Axe. Otherwise, you can call the radio station in Bad Axe at 269-9931 to report your scores. It's greatly appreciated. Dave Hansen, last thoughts.
We've seen a great game today, especially for 3 quarters. USA eventually in the 4th quarter was theirs. They owned that 4th quarter. The game was a very good game, back and forth the whole way. Rushing stats were pretty even until the 4th quarter when Gangler and Harper both busted loose a couple 60-yard runs. Outside of that, we've seen a great game back and forth, and a young Ubley team that has some learning to do. A little undersized, so they're going to have to use their quickness to their advantage. And moving forward, I see them taking a step forward, and USA, as always, going to be a tough battle.
Today's broadcast was brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Granny's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sebring, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankenmuth, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Tri-County Realty, D&M Cabinets, Ubley Motor Service, and McVeigh Insurance Agency. Sailor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, as well as internet services provided by Thumb Sailor 4G LTE. This game broadcast was a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved, reproduction, or redistributions of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. So on behalf of the WLW Sports Broadcasting Team, Director of Sports Information, Darren Cole, Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, in game analysis, Dave Hanson, and I'm Mark Ramsey, producer of this broadcast. So long, we'll see you next week.